lately, more than ever, I've been seeking reassurance. I want to know that I am loved, appreciated, seen, valued, understood. I want to be reminded that my place here on this earth is significant and that I serve a purpose and that all of this isn't for nothing. Sometimes you just need to hear that, right? Like, hey, I know that things seem really scary and confusing right now because you don't know what's going to happen next and you don't know if you're going to be able to handle it. But I just want you to know that everything will happen the way that it's meant to. I just want you to know that everything is going to be okay, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. I guess I kind of feel that way. Whoever is listening to this, I know you are an intelligent, rational individual. Yet, for some reason, we find ourselves experiencing a lot of irrational fears that when we're in a place of clarity and peace and mindfulness, we understand those fears hold no power, that they don't really make any sense. Shoo them away. But when we're not in a state of mindfulness, when we're not really thinking logically, and we're kind of just letting our emotions consume us, that's when the irrational thoughts come in and take over. And no matter how hard you try to rationalize how you're feeling, it's hard to get back to that place of everything's fine. I think to some degree, everyone needs reassurance. And there's nothing wrong with that. To be reassured is to have your mind calm. After you're reassured, you feel peaceful. Things become so clear. There's this innate level of understanding, and you can wrap yourself up in it and feel comforted. That's why lately I've been seeking that. If you're like me and you're in a period of questioning, who am I? What is going on? Am I doing everything I'm supposed to be doing right now? Am I being the best person that I could be right now? Should I be doing more? If you're holding on to who you were in the past, or you're letting choices you made haunt you, if you're overthinking about circumstances and the actions of others that you can't really control, this episode is dedicated to you. This is an episode dedicated to ensuring that you know that you are not alone, that you know that everything is going to be okay. Right now, I'm in a period of confusion. I know what I want and I know what I'm capable of, but I'm so scared of fulfilling the expectations I've set for myself. I'm so scared of reaching that point because I'm afraid of what's going to happen after that. Is there even anything to come after that? Like, will that just be it? Will I just, like, not have anything else to fight for? Will I not have anything to work towards? Will I be happy? And then what? I also kind of feel like in this moment that I'm actually happy. And that freaks me out because I'm not used to this. this level of clarity, living in the moment, this sort of mental freedom, not used to it. I feel very uncomfortable, and I honestly just want to hide away from the world because of it. So maybe that's why I've been surrounding myself with people who are very stable and who make things feel more grounded and certain, because mentally everything feels very uncertain for me right now. And that's scary. Not knowing what's next is scary. I think we can all agree to that. I think not only are we afraid of not knowing what's going to happen next, but I think we're also afraid of how we're going to respond to things. We don't know how we're going to handle certain situations. So it's easier to fear it and hope it doesn't happen and overthink about it and think about every single possible scenario, so that way, if it does happen, we know exactly what to do. But I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live in that sort of mental prison where I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop all the time. I've lived that way for a long time, and it's not fun. It's exhausting, and you get tired of yourself at some point. It's okay to just want to be sure of something. It's a very human desire to want to know what's going to happen next. So, how do we prevent our thoughts, our irrational thoughts, from taking over and causing us to self-sabotage, to feel overwhelmed, from causing us to experience a sort of existential crisis every other day? How do we get our thoughts under control, and how do we stop giving power to these insecurities? Well, the first thing that I like to do is I acknowledge what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of falling in love and it not working out, of fully giving myself to someone and giving my all and it ending. That terrifies me. I'm learning to become more okay with that, because I'm becoming a little more okay with the uncertainty that life brings, and trying to train myself to embrace it rather than shy away from it, but it's a process. But that's something I fear. I'm afraid that I'm going down the wrong path and I'm not making the right decisions right now. I'm afraid of the consequences of my decisions right now. I'm afraid of disappointing my parents. I'm afraid that I'm never going to fully grasp, appreciate, or love who I am, or be comfortable with the fact that I'm probably never going to fully understand myself. I'm afraid of not living my dream life and then regretting it on my deathbed. Dark. I know. There are so many things I'm afraid of. But I also know that this is completely normal and so, so, so human of me to feel these feelings and to have these thoughts. And I also know that a lot of these fears are just all in my head. I mean, yeah, to some degree, I am influenced by certain people I've seen and how their lives have panned out, cautionary tales, if you will. But I also know that I am not those people, And I have the power to make different choices. And I have the power to take control of maybe not necessarily everything that happens in my life, but how I respond to these things. And that makes me feel good. I know other people feel this way too, so I don't feel that weird sharing these these fears. So if you find yourself feeling uncertain about your life and what's happening in the world, and more so afraid, this is a reminder for you that it's completely okay. Not only is it okay to feel that way, but it's also just okay. Like, everything is going to be okay. Everything that is happening to you, that has happened to you, happened for a reason. Your life is valuable, and you are experiencing these things in order to learn from them. It's okay to be scared right now. You're meant to be. But don't let that stop you from living. Don't let that stop you from trying, from changing, from becoming something different, something better. It's all in your head. Sometimes I need to hear that myself. I actually do that often. I literally sit here and I tell myself whenever I have a panic attack, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. To the point where I literally have the statement, it's okay, tattooed on my right wrist. Because I experience anxiety like crazy. Like, I have moments every single day where I'm uncertain, where I'm afraid, where I'm questioning my existence, where I'm questioning why shit's happening. And I just look at my wrist and I read that statement and I calm down. It's insane. So hopefully this episode can provide the same value or reassurance that my wrist tattoo does for me. You are exactly where you are meant to be right now in your life, and you will get through whatever it is you're going through. Whatever it is you are afraid of, whatever is hurting you. You are so powerful, you are so strong, and good things are coming for you, and you have good things right now. You just have to open your eyes and look around. But just know that, like, what? Well, I'm not gonna sit here and feed you like toxic positivity and be like, just look at the bright side. Like, no, like, feel it. Whatever it is you're feeling, feel it. But also know that it's completely okay. Everything is going to be okay. And sometimes people just need to hear that. And that's why I'm making this episode. It's just a simple reminder that you were okay and everything is going to be okay. That's basically it for today's episode. Very short, very quick, sweet, to the point. I just needed to share this because I've been seeking reassurance, and honestly, I'm the main person who makes myself feel reassured. And I know that it's hard to do that if you haven't practiced it. So hopefully having an outside person remind you that it's okay is helpful for you in some way. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you are all doing amazing. I love you, and I will talk to you next week.